This is a Sunday that I believe tomorrow or perhaps today is the celebration of St. Francis of Assisi. And the service is patterned after kind of some of his insights and spiritual depth as he related to all around him as basically part of God's creation and very sacred and holy. So we were going to ask that people at this time out in the park would go out and gather and bring what they would find to put on a small altar to basically celebrate that which is meaningful to them in that environment. So we're not going to do that today, but you might think about what you would find walking around in that park that you would see as something that you would like to choose and place on an altar to remind you of the reality that all is of God and all that is and all is sacred. In that theme, our worship committee chose a reading that we wish to share by Barbara Brown Taylor. She is a Episcopal priest, and she's written many books of her search, including looking at science and religion, and basically trying to grow her understanding of the reality of God. This book that I'm quoting from is called The Luminous Web, Essays on Science and Religion. And I'd like to read either more than what is written in the bulletin, basically. But let's read this together, and then I'll read. Perhaps let me start first. Let me read, and then we can read together. In Sunday school, I learned to think of God as a very old, white-bearded man on a throne who stood above creation and occasionally stirred it with a stick. When I am dreaming quantum dreams, what I see is an infinite web of relationship flung across the vastness of space like a luminous net. It is made of energy, not thread. Let me repeat. This web is made of energy, not thread. As I look, I can see light moving through it as a pulse moves through veins. What I see out there is no different from what I feel inside. There is a living hum that might be coming from my neurons, but might just as well be coming from the furnace of the stars. When I look up at them, there is a small commotion in my bones as the ashes of dead stars that house my marrow rise up like metal filings toward the magnet of their living kin. So we're out at the park and we're under the canopy of some beautiful trees, and we're looking out at the lake, which I've often pondered, how many critters are in that lake? Probably millions of living beings are in that lake. And we look out about that, and now we can read together the words of Barbara Brown Taylor. Where am I in this picture? I am all over the place. I am up there, down there, here, inside my skin and out. I am large compared to a virus and small compared to the sun, with a life that is permeable to them both. Am I alone? How could I ever be alone? I am part of a web that is pure relationship with energy available to me that has been around since the universe was born. Where is God? I'm sorry, here's where we read together. Where is God in this picture? God is all over the place. God is up there, down here, inside my skin and out. God is the web, the energy, the space, the light. not captured in them as if any of these concepts were more real than what unites them, but revealed in that singular, vast net of relationship that animates everything that is. I'd like to go a little further in her book. At this point in my thinking, she writes, it is not enough for me to proclaim that God is responsible for all this unity. Instead, I want to proclaim that God is the unity. The very energy, the very intelligence, the very elegance and passion that makes it all go. This is the God who is not somewhere, but everywhere. The God who may be prayed to in all directions at once. This is also the God beyond all directions, who will still be here wherever here means, when the universe either dissipates into dust or swallows itself up again. Paul Tillich's name for this divine reality, he was a very famous 20th century theologian. Paul Tillich's name for this divine reality was the ground of all being. The only thing I can think of that is better than that name God revealed to Moses, I am who I am. Certainly the God of the Bible points us to a God who is up there. Certainly the name G-O-D, God, points our mind to an object. But what if God is not an object, but everything and more? For me, it rearranges my thinking in a profound way. And it makes whatever I chose to place on that altar, in fact, a part of God. And it changes my relationship to everything. Jesus said, as quoted in John, that I and my Father are in one. And as you believe in me, you too are also one. We all share in that oneness. Everything is holy. Amen.
I'm going to read a blessing that John O'Donohue, the Irish poet, philosopher, wrote. It's from his book, To Bless the Space Between Us, and it's called To Learn from Animal Being. Nearer to the earth's heart, deeper within its silence, animals know this world in a way we never will. We who are distanced and distracted by the parade of bright windows thought opens, their seamless presence is not fractured thus. Stranded between time, gone and emerging, we manage seldom to be where we are. Whereas they are always looking out from the here and now. May we learn to return and rest in the beauty of animal being. Learn to lean low, leave our locked minds, and with freed senses, feel the earth breathing with us. May we enter into lightness of spirit and slip frequently into the feel of the wild. Let the clear silence of our animal being cleanse our hearts of corrosive words. May we learn to walk upon the earth with all their confidence and clear-eyed stillness, so that our minds might be baptized in the name of the wind and the light and the rain.